Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Friday, September 20th. An 11-year-old kid suffered minor injuries after being hit by a car at a crosswalk in Owen Sound's West End yesterday. City police say it happened just after 8 a.m. at the intersection of 10th Street West and 8th Avenue West. The kid was taken to hospital, but police say, fortunately, the injuries weren't serious. The 32-year-old driver of the car involved in the incident was charged with careless driving. A suspect in a stolen property investigation tried to weave his way through a field of crops near the Huron-Bruce border to evade police, but apparently never saw a tree stump coming. The OPP alleged the man hit a stump while driving away from officers on Tuesday. He then tried to run but was quickly arrested. The 40-year-old is one of two South Bruce men who faced charges after the OPP seized weapons, cash, and narcotics from a property on Huron-Bruce Road, the border between the two counties. Police say they recovered more than $100,000 worth of stolen goods. Meanwhile, provincial police say they've safely dismantled a drug lab in Walkerton. Last week, South Bruce OPP executed a search warrant at a residence and discovered the lab. A 51-year-old Walkerton resident was arrested and charged. Bruce County councillors discussed the pre-budget report at their meeting yesterday. The county's director of corporate services, Sam Dinsmore, says inflation won't be as much of an issue in next year's spending plan.
We're past that large inflation that we saw post-COVID, and now we're starting to see things level off, but still looking at that 2-3% year-over-year change.
On the national news, Canada's greenhouse gas emissions dropped a bit last year, even though the economy and the population grew. The Canadian Climate Institute says the biggest decrease was in power generation as coal-fired plants were closed. And the larger-than-expected interest rate cut in the U.S. this week has resulted in downward pressure on mortgage rates here in Canada. For the first time since 2022, a couple of lenders are offering five-year rates of less than 4% to certain buyers. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a slightly lower open this morning. Futures contracts are down in pre-market trading. After yesterday's rally, the Dow was up 522 points, closing above 42,000 for the first time. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ rallied as well. Tech stocks were up more than 2%, while the TSX closed 273 points higher at 23,866. Bitcoin is little changed this morning, hovering at around 63,400 US. The price of oil is down a half percentage point, 71.60 per barrel, while gold's up nearly 1% to 2,640 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 73.65 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm Fadi Giddy, and here's a look at sports brought to you by Bodog and RE/MAX. Tough game for New England Patriots quarterback Jacoby Brissett. He was hit and harassed by the New York Jets defense, then pulled in favor of rookie Drake May, who made his NFL debut late in a 24-3 loss to the Jets. The Toronto Blue Jays avoided a sweep by Texas, beating the Rangers 4-0. Kevin Gausman came off the mound after throwing five no-hit innings. Shohei Ohtani of the LA Dodgers hit his second home run of the night against the Marlins to become the only player in Major League Baseball history to record 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases in a single season. The Detroit Red Wings have signed restricted free agent defenseman Moritz Seider to a 7-year, $59 million deal. The 23-year-old Seider appeared in 82 games with the Wings last year, recording 9 goals and 42 points. Visit Bodog.net, your source for free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, Fatty. It's a big weekend for the Owen Sound Bay Sox. They'll try to win their first ever North Dufferin Baseball League Championship tomorrow when they play on the road against the Ivy Rangers. It's game 5 of the series. Owen Sound leads it 3-1. And the Owen Sound Attack hit the ice Sunday afternoon at the Bayshore for their final preseason game. It's against the North Bay Battalion. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. That's RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's coming up next. Mainly sunny today with a high of 25, then increasing cloudiness tonight with a slight chance of some showers overnight, a low of 16, and for the weekend, mostly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of some showers, possibly a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high of 22, up to 26 on Sunday with a mix of sun and cloud.